From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. The exodus of civilians from Baghdad's Sadr City neighborhood is growing. U.S. and Iraqi forces have been fighting Shiite militias there since late March. Relief workers say the number of people fleeing the violence could grow by tens of thousands. And a big question is what to do with those refugees. The Iraqi government is looking to house them in tent cities. But as NPR's Tom Bowman reports, some of the people have nowhere to live.
Shah Soccer Complex in eastern Baghdad, a short drive south from Sadr City. A massive and modern concrete complex, huge stadium lights loom high above. A cluster of people gather on a dusty patch just outside the gate. Young and old women dressed in black robes, young men in soccer jerseys and baseball caps, all say they are refugees, including a woman named Basma.
My sister-in-law was shot by a sniper, so we had to leave.
Another woman, Benin, holds her three-year-old daughter as a distant explosion splits the air.
Yes, many houses were destroyed in the city.
Familiar complaints, all of friends wounded or killed. They talk of widespread fear that has caused them and thousands of neighbors to flee.
They told us here that they will set up tents for us, but the tents won't be here for another 3 days.
Now they have no place to stay. They say they were forced out of an abandoned printing plant by the Iraqi army. They arrived today, hearing they could find help at the stadium. As they talk, a motorcade of gleaming white SUVs curls into the stadium. Out hops Abdurrahman Sultan, the Iraqi minister of displaced persons, a squat man in a gray suit, his black hair slicked down.
We do expect more families, perhaps 200 or 400 families, so we're preparing ourselves for them.
He tours the stadium complex, trailed by a flurry of underlings and guards, checking out bathroom facilities, the green AstroTurf field.
I do not know when the operations will start, but we have to prepare ourselves.
Sultan waves off a question about those outside the gate. Looters, he calls them. All those who fled Sadr City have found refuge, he says. But international and Iraqi refugee officials say there are those without any shelter. They just don't know how many. Dr. Mazin Abdullah is with the Red Crescent in Baghdad.
They are going without any direction or without any controlling, so they are randomly will be distributed in many neighbor districts. This is also a little bit difficult, but we will try with our people and other offices also trying to find them and give them a hand to help them.
Some of those who need such help can be found just to the east of the soccer stadium in a decrepit military barracks where some 50 people live, many of them children. Among them is Widad Jassim, who came here with her husband and four children. She talks of a brother she left behind.
There was some fighting and he was shot in the back. He is still in the hospital and I know nothing about him.
Most depend on charity for food. They live in hovels, a few carpets on a bare floor, a blanket for a door, a small refrigerator, but with no electricity. Jassim's baby sleeps on a floor covered with flies. More of these refugees will be fleeing, a lot more, says Dr. Abdullah of the Red Crescent.
We can say that we expect that we would have a lot of other people, expectation maybe 100,000 persons will leave the city.
Before that happens, Abu Ihab, a father of nine who escaped to this crumbling barracks, hopes someone will help the people here. Tom Bowman, NPR News, Baghdad.